Homeowners in one Kansas City neighborhood who are burdened by massive property tax increases will soon see relief, thanks to a new and unique plan. KCUR's Salisa Kalakal takes us to the west side.
There's a house on Avenida Cesar Chavez with three large Chiefs flags hung on the fence. Holiday lights are strung on the fence and around the roof. 80-year-old Alice Gomez has lived in this house since she was a kid.
And I will never leave the west side. I will never leave here. This is my home for life.
But Gomez's life in her west side home was threatened in recent years when her taxes went from around $500 a year to $2,400. West side owners in recent years, many of whom are Latino, older, and live on fixed incomes, have been grappling with these huge spikes in their taxes.
The neighborhood was devastated. They got smashed. We got smashed.
From 2018 to 2020, the West Side neighborhood saw a 128% increase in the average assessed value for owner-occupied homes, the highest out of any neighborhood in Jackson County. Manny Abarca was recently elected to the Jackson County Legislature to represent the West Side. He says the jump comes from inaccurate assessments by the county and construction of new luxury buildings in the neighborhood.
Because you've not seen that development over the last 30 years in the West Side, and you're seeing it all within the last 5 to 10, your values are compressed and they're going to go up dramatically.
Last fall, City Council turned to a method it usually reserves for developers and businesses, tax breaks. Council approved a plan to dramatically cut the property taxes of Westside homeowners over 25 years, at a time when gentrification threatens to displace longtime low-income residents. The Westside redevelopment plan is a local response to that problem. More than 200 homeowners applied for the tax break this year. Gomez was approved, and her taxes were cut by almost a third. Other households who apply for the redevelopment plan could see similar decreases in their property taxes.
The concept is that the biggest benefit goes to the lowest income people because they have the highest level of need.
That's Colleen Hernandez, a longtime West Side resident who worked on the redevelopment plan with her husband, Bobby.
And the really unique thing about it is people's taxes are based on their income, not on their property value.
Colleen and Bobby have seen the neighborhood transform in recent years. They see million-dollar homes built next to their neighbors' smaller, single-family homes. And they saw how high tax assessments were hurting their neighbors.
It just ran a lot of poor people completely out. They got scared. They don't know how to deal with it.
But the homeowner tax break brings up some of the same concerns as tax breaks for businesses. Namely, the city and school districts lose revenue. Abarca, who recently served on the board of Kansas City Public Schools, is concerned about what would happen if other neighborhoods adopt a similar plan.
You are going to defund schools. You're going to defund fire safety programs. You're going to start defunding entities you rely on.
That's because Kansas City Public Schools receive funding through property taxes. It was one of the only parties to oppose the redevelopment plan. Colleen and Bobby have called the West Side home for decades. For them, the purpose of the redevelopment plan was essentially to save the neighborhood.
This is the Mexican heart of metropolitan Kansas City, and having them lose their home to foreclosure would gut the community. It would destroy it as we know it.
West Side homeowners who did not apply immediately to the program still have 3 years to do so. Longtime residents like Alice Gomez and Colleen and Bobby Hernandez hope it'll bring much-needed relief to their neighbors and save the community they call home. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Salisa Kalakal.